So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
And welcome to the 411. We just tried that again.
They took my eyes this time.
Yeah, the bugs. The bugs took Kieran's eyes.
Oh, it wasn't the bugs this time. It was the skin guys.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Welcome to the 411. I am Miles Sprongs, Kieran Sandulo. Yeah, we are the news show around these parts. It is Tuesday, January 21st, 7:49 a.m. in the morning now.
Why'd you do it again?
I don't know.
You had a second to take, and you did it again.
Right now, it is 2 degrees outside. But it feels like -5 because of the wind. We are freezing to death slowly but surely.
It was cold in the studio when I walked in.
The air quality's good, though.
Not for long.
Well,
not if I have anything to say about it.
Okay.
Say goodbye to your ozone layer.
Perfect. You know what works? What do you just say we jump into this hizzy?
All right.
All right. Hold up. Okay.
You weren't expecting me to not talk, so you had to still pull up your news.
I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready for me to give up.
I kind of don't want to start with the big thing, but I feel like I have to.
You have to.
All right. We've got a new president, yo. Donald Trump is now officially our president because of the inauguration that was yesterday.
Because of the inauguration. This is a really funny way to put it.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the election.
It's because it's official now. He was the president-elect after the election, but now he's the president because of the inauguration. It makes sense. It was held inside yesterday. Wimps, first of all. I get, they're all old, but come on. It wasn't that cold outside.
It was literally, 30 degrees in D.C. when they said that.
Yeah,
it was not that bad.
It was noon. It's not like it was 5 in the morning, So, yeah. Got inaugurated at noon. J.D. Vance, our vice president, and the executive orders came in a slew, and we're just going to do a little overview of those.
We cannot forget that there were also immediately after 4 lawsuits that were filed.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're just going to talk about these objectively here at WBDG. We do not have any say or opinion on the air about political events.
Referring to the station, by the way.
Yes. Events, people, et cetera, et cetera. He declared a national emergency at the southern border. He will end the catch and release of immigrants with the remain in Mexico policy. Border wall construction will continue. Cartels are global terrorists. refugee resettlement is now suspended. He's trying to overturn the 14th Amendment by getting rid of the birthright citizenship.
That was real funny to me when I saw him try to do that.
He signed an order to deploy some military to the border, and he will order enhanced border vetting and screening. He signed an order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech.
What does that even mean, by the way?
I don't know.
It feels like he signed 3 things that said that, but all that is hey, guys, bring back this. You look to the left, it's that. It's always been there. They just slapped a sticker on it and said, there, fixed.
We're going to bring back this. How are we going
to
do that?
We're going to bring back First Amendment. I'm like, dog, we're good on that regard.
It's there.
It's there.
We're fine. Federal government regulation and hiring freeze.
Yep.
So there's a lot
that
of
was expected.
So there's a lot of firings and a lot of no hirings. He revoked 78 Biden executive orders. And
by signing one, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, by signing one. Revokes security clearance for formal officials. Restores the death penalty.
Honestly, I'm okay with that one. That one's the least of my concerns.
Cabinet order to reduce the cost of living crisis.
That okay, again, that's another one that was like slap a sticker on it, call it a day. Telling someone to reduce the cost of living.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Departments, you got that.
You got it. You have a department for that. You figure it out.
The American First foreign policy, which has many different things to it. So look, research it if you want to learn more about it.
Give them the gist. Give them the bullet point.
It says right here, bringing the Department of State's policies, programs, and personnel. Oh, wait, it's just, wait, what? It just says we're implementing the, what is the American First foreign policy? American First.
Is it one of the 2025 things?
I don't think so. Well, una memento. Oh, this is such a long.
Don't bother with it then. If you want to learn more about what he signed,
go to
google.com.
Go to agenda.americanfirstpolicy.com where you can read their whole mission statement.
Yeah.
It's very long.
It's large.
Trump suspends U.S. foreign assistance for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Global tax deal.
Mm-hmm.
National energy emergency. So
basically said, we're moving away from renewable.
Yeah,
want fossil fuels now, please.
Ending leasing the wind farms, among other measures. The order will eliminate what he calls President Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandate. He said he will make America a manufacturing nation once again by easing regulatory burdens on oil and natural gas production, which will be exported all over the world.
It's like I said at the beginning of the show, bye-bye, ozone. we'll see you in the next season.
He withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement.
Which is crazy to me. That's wild.
I think the thing that he said is like, it's not working. But
I expected most of the stuff he signed to take us out of not only the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization.
Yeah, I was going to get to that one.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that one either. But yeah, he withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement. Withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement, which I did think was interesting, but it was like, it's not working, but it wasn't supposed to work in the first few years.
Yeah.
Which I thought, you know, so I guess we'll see.
We'll figure it out. We'll see how we turn out.
Let's see. He established the Department of Government Efficiency, headed by Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
He delayed the ban on TikTok.
Appointed
all of his cabinet officials.
I wanted to pipe in real quick. I don't think that he could start the government program with the executive order. I think it was pretty much just saying, hey, we want to start this.
A lot of these executive orders essentially are just like mission statements of what he wants to do that are like sent out to all of the government. So it's not like, you know, you can sign an executive order being like, you can murder people now and then it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like what his top priorities. Yeah.
So the Department of Government Efficiency won't be a thing for at least a couple months while they're in hearings to get it made.
Yeah. But he signed a full pardon for 1,500 January 6th rioters.
Yep.
According to one of his executive orders, the U.S. government will only recognize male and female, which is probably the most controversial one of those. He's ending funding for DEI programs.
I still don't know what they mean by that.
It's the diversity, equity, and inclusion
thing, which I don't remember being an official thing.
I don't either, but you know.
But we'll find out whatever they mean by that.
Yeah. Withdrew from the World Health Organization, reinstating expelled service members who were unjustly expelled from our military for objecting to the COVID vaccine mandate with full back pay, is what Trump said. And then issued an order to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
I forgot about that one.
and renaming Mount Denali to Mount McKinley. Yeah, I just think those are funny.
I just want to bring up something from his campaign. Wasn't one of his things saying that if you guys don't vote for me, then the Democrats are going to change the name of Pennsylvania?
I do not remember such a thing, but it wouldn't be entirely out of left field.
I'm going to fact check myself on that one, just because I'm pretty sure it happened, but I could be wrong, and I could have just, like, dreamed that up and just thought it was so absurd that it was real. But I'm gonna have to look.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that, but again, it wouldn't be entirely out of left field. He says some pretty crazy stuff sometimes. But yeah, so there it is. Those are the rundowns of the over 100-something, I think it was almost 200, executive orders that he signed, which, you know, undid a lot of what Biden has done.
It's true.
Oh, is it actually?
At a National Rifle Association gathering in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, this was during the campaign, Trump said Democrats were going to change the name of Pennsylvania if Joe Biden wins the election. So this was before
this is in 2020.
He dropped out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait,
this was this year. Before Biden dropped out.
Yeah. I forgot that he was, like, in that for a while.
Really funny when I saw that come across my feed when it happened, because it's such, like, a strange, like, policy.
Yeah.
Like, everything else that he said was like, yeah, that'll resonate with somebody. They're going to change the name of Pennsylvania. Now, hold on.
And it was like, are they, though? I don't know. He says some crazy things.
Biden said some pretty funny stuff, too.
I mean, all of them. All of them just say the most wild, out-of-pocket, out-of-left-field things, and it's just like...
A lot of the times, I wonder, what would life be like if politicians never ended up being politicians and instead went into a career of being comedians?
I think they would all be successful.
Not even just comedians. I feel like Donald Trump would have been far more successful had he stayed a TV personality.
Well, I mean, that's not entirely true.
I think it is.
I don't think it is.
The Apprentice had a long run. It went.
But he's the president of the United States.
I'm saying if he wasn't, he would have been more successful. You don't really make money as the president.
But...
He could have just, like, expanded The Apprentice a little bit. He would have been fine. Well, he would have been making roles.
If you're talking about money, then probably.
Exactly.
If you're talking about national influence, then definitely not.
Listen, he was fine before, but then he was like, nah. Nah, I want to do something funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to run for president, and then you won. It's because they dissed on him on the Comedy Central roast when he ran the first time, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, dude, that's delusional. And then he won the election, and everybody was like, well.
Never mind.
All right.
All right, yeah.
I guess John Mulaney can run next time.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd vote for him.
But. I wouldn't for, you know,
for a couple new reasons, aren't there?
But anyway, yeah, so, okay, I was trying to...
to the news!
...steer away from that, but yeah, so that's the big kahuna of what we're talking about today. Now, down
onto the funny stuff.
Now down to little stuff, yes. Timothy Chalamet received a fine...
From the
London police because he showed up to the London premiere of A Complete Unknown on a Lime bike and parked it illegally is what they said.
It's really funny because it was an advertisement for the Lime bike.
Yeah, like it was a partnership.
It was an ad.
Like
it was a partnership.
It was a partnership.
So the cops find him the guy who was told, hey, do this by a corporation.
And then it's just like, no, we're still going to fine you. I don't know. That was just great.
Did the Golden Globes happen? Or was that...
Yeah. The Golden Globes happened a couple weeks ago. Princess of Wales, Catherine says that she's in remission from cancer. So, hoorah! Obviously, with the looming ban on TikTok, Mr. Beast made a tweet that said, "Okay, fine, I'll buy TikTok so it doesn't get banned." And then the next day, he said, "Unironically, I've had so many billionaires reach out to me since I tweeted this. Let's see if we can pull this off." So
he then posted on TikTok a couple days before the initial ban and said, "Hey, I'll do it now. Talk to me. I will buy the app if it need be." And then it got banned, and then it got unbanned, and he changed his bio to "new CEO of TikTok?" 3 question marks.
That's I
do not believe it. I'm 90% sure it's a bit. But could you imagine?
Oh, that'd be really
funny. If that
funny.
Ended up being real, if Mr. Beast, if Jimmy Donaldson, the Beast himself, became the new CEO of TikTok because he bought it from the Singaporean guy to prevent it from being banned because all of his audience is children that have TikTok.
Yeah, I did think it was interesting how, you know, Trump was like, 4 years ago, he's like, "We're gonna ban TikTok.
We want a gun.
It's a national security risk." And then he's like, "Well, never mind. On. It's all cool now. I got a lot of youth voting from it." But
it's like, I don't like TikTok, but most of your voter base is on TikTok.
Not most, but a pretty decent amount.
He actually got a big amount of youth vote.
Yeah, that's what I just said. But
because of the China app.
Because of the TikTok. The tickety talk. Anyway, a UC Barbara study recently concluded that chopping wood increases testosterone more than any sport. Fun fact.
I gotta go into the woods then. All right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I gotta bulk up. I gotta start swinging that. I'm gonna find me a piece of flint and a stick and make a hatchet and start chopping.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna go swinging.
That's how you get big and strong.
I'm gonna go down swinging.
I'm just gonna turn into a lumberjack for a few weeks. I'll come back jacked.
I did
three. Is that why lumberjacks are, like, built better than any professional athlete?
Yes.
That makes a lot more sense.
I did 3 push-ups this morning and I felt real big and strong.
Anyways,
did a lot more than 3. It was just real funny in the moment.
I show speed. He was in Guatemala and did a backflip on the hand of God. You know the big old statue, the hand of God.
Yeah, I know the statue.
He just did a backflip.
Was he allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just let him go up and do a backflip on it.
Okay.
There was no harnesses. Nothing. It's a very long drop, and he was like, "Yeah, let's do a backflip," and he did it.
Well, other people are allowed to go on the hand of God, I'm pretty sure. It's an attraction. You're supposed to, like, go out and sit on it, right?
Probably.
And he just did a backflip on it.
Yeah, probably.
Mr. Beast shows up. "I will give you $10,000 for every backflip you do above this 300-foot drop.
And if you fall, you win nothing.
The only thing we get is we will pay for your cremation, and that's it."
"We will pay for your medical bills if you survive.
If you survive.
Otherwise, you get nothing."
"I'm Mr. Beast, and I saw the biggest fire truck yesterday."
I challenge this guy, or I challenge the best fiddle player in Georgia to win this gold fiddle. Little does he know, he's playing against the devil." Anyways, that's good fun.
"I brought Tupac and Biggie back to life, and they're going to be my new mom and dad."
What? That doesn't even make sense. I'm really sad. The FDA banned red dye number 3.
"They already took red 40 from me. Now they're taking away all my other carcinogens. What is this?"
"They're taking away my reds. I don't care if it causes cancer.
I want my red.
Have you seen that
Give
dude?
Give me my red.
Have you seen that dude on TikTok that, like, uses a toothpick to eat, like, a whole fish tank full of Red 40?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's just a time lapse of this dude dipping a toothpick, or probably various toothpicks, but dipping toothpicks in, like, a giant fish tank aquarium of Red 40, and he just sits there for hours.
There was a dude that I was on TikTok that was eating ice soup
That's
with
just
a fork.
Water.
No, it's ice soup, and he ate it with a fork.
That's just water.
It's ice soup.
What is ice soup?
It's you put water in the bowl, right? In the big pot, right? And then you put ice cubes in it.
So it's ice water.
Now hold on a minute. I ain't done. And then you do you take, you know, like a cheese grater kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you shave ice over top of it.
That's just ice.
I'm not done.
That's just ice water.
I am not done. And then you take, like, one of those little molds from the fridge that's, like, penguin-shaped, and you put it on top of it, and then you eat it with a fork.
It's just ice water.
It's ice soup. You call it by its name.
Ice.
It's prepared.
Water.
Not because of the way it's prepared. Spaghetti and meatballs are made of the same food as pierogies and ravioli, but you don't hear me calling a ravioli spaghetti and meatballs, no.
But that's different because it's a shape.
It's because it's prepared differently. So ice soup is not ice water.
I don't have anything else to add to that.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich with three breads is a grilled freeze.
Japan. Donated $2 million to the SoCal wildfire recovery efforts. So hoorah for Japan.
J-Pan?
I was trying to just get past what you were saying with a long word, and it just so happened that I said J-Pan instead of Japan. Okay?
What's your deal with ice soup?
Okay, we can... We're moving past on. The ice soup! Anyways, the Nintendo Switch 2 was announced.
Yeah.
Set for release in 2025.
And still no Silk Song information.
I don't know what that is.
A Hollow Knight sequel that got announced in 2019 and has not received any news since.
Oh, Hollow Knight. Yeah. But
every time a new Nintendo thing comes out, everybody's like waiting with bated breath. Please. Please, Silk Song information. Please, release date or trailer or anything.
Nothing. The new console features a larger 8-inch screen and bigger Joy-Con controllers that attach magnetically, mm-hmm. which, you know, shouldn't be an issue at all.
Foreshadowing.
Which, you know, benefit
Still
of the doubt.
Still waiting on the Fling Smash remake.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Listen, man. They're remaking Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, bigger Joy-Con controllers that attach magnetically, enhancing user comfort and experience. A redesigned dock with rounded corners facilitates TV connectivity.
Yep.
It'll be backwards compatible with most physical and digital Switch games, so some titles might not be fully imported.
Only caveat to that, they are most likely going to pull a 3DS on it where they add the little thing on the end of the new cartridges so that you can't put new Switch games in the old Switch.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's real funny
to me.
It's not the, you know, putting the new Switch games in the old Switch. It's the putting the old Switch games in the new Switch.
Which can be done,
even if they add that little tab. So it makes sense. Exclusive games are anticipated for the new system, including a new Mario Kart title.
Mario Kart 9!
That was showcased during the announcement video.
They redesigned Donkey Kong.
More details will be revealed during a Nintendo Direct.
They took away his drip.
More details will be revealed on Nintendo Direct on April 2nd, 2025.
They somehow made him look more like Seth Rogen.
Why are we getting more and more into Donkey Kong?
Because I don't like the new Donkey Kong design, okay? Don't like it.
Okay.
I'm allowed to have an opinion on Donkey Kong redesign. It's mid.
David Lynch, the director of
Twin Peaks,
Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive passed away.
I love that guy.
He passed away at the age of 78.
No!
He had Here he was diagnosed with emphysema attributed to his years of smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, that scans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, another death happened that hit me very hard. Bob Uecker, the star, or one of the stars in the classic baseball movie Major League. Harry Doyle might know him from just a little bit, or just a bit outside.
Didn't he show up in Teen Titans Go at one point?
Probably.
He had an episode in Teen Titans Go where he was actually Cyborg's best friend. Bob Uecker. He showed up. He was Tom one of Uecker. Cyborg's best friends in Teen Titans Go.
Why is this a thing? And why have I never seen this?
Dude, Teen Titans Go is...
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch this episode.
Oh, okay. No, he's been in multiple. He's been in more than one.
How am I just... What?
Teen Titans Go has some people show up on it.
How have I never known this before?
You probably haven't been looking right. Haven't been looking in the right spots.
Yeah, he was former Major League Baseball player. He was in the Miller Lite, but then, you know, he was terrible. But he still won a World Series with the Cardinals in the 60s. Then he went to broadcasting, which is, you know, what we do here at WBDG, fun fact, where he was the Brewers play-by-play announcer for 50 years. Not only a Wisconsin icon, but a cultural icon, and my hero and inspiration for getting into this business. So let's just say I cried a couple times on Thursday when he passed away of small cell cancer. He was 90, so, you know, very long life, but just heavily, heavily sucks. But yeah, and there was, and he already has a statue at Miller Park. However, he already had a statue for his 50 years of service, and then they fans have dropped off tons of flowers and, of course, Miller Lite cans, because that was his, those were the commercials that he was big for back in the day. Okay, no, he only was in one episode of Teen Titans Go. You okay?
I am watching Instagram Reels. I did not have Instagram until Sunday.
Oh.
Because they got rid of TikTok for a day.
Oh, so you decided to get on Reels?
So I decided to get on Reels.
Oh, the comments are so much better.
The comments, I will give them... That is the one thing it has over TikTok. The comments are hilarious. And they are so bad. But I love it.
Bob Uecker actually voices his character in this episode, much like guest stars from previous episodes, including Lil Yachty, LeBron James, and then Fallout Boy and CeeLo Green in the episode The Day the Night Stopped Beginning to Shine and Became Dark Even Though It Was the Day.
Yeah. It's a great episode. It's my favorite episode.
Bob Uecker passed away on January 16th, 2025, making him the 8th voice actor, 9th if counting Stan Lee, that had previously partaken in Teen Titans Go to pass away during the show's production.
Yeah.
Why is that just a fact?
Because it happens a lot more than you'd think.
That's just really funny to me. Anyways.
Because Kobe Bryant was on it too.
That's just funny. All right. But yeah, Bob Uecker, that hit me really hard.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy and CeeLo Green both did covers of the same song that was, in fact, written by the guys that made Teen Titans Go.
The night begins to shine. Dude, that is one of the greatest songs that's ever been made.
It's a great episode. It's my favorite episode of the show because, unfortunately, the Fall Out Boy cover has never been released on a streaming service, but the CeeLo Green cover was.
That's a national tragedy.
But not the Fall Out Boy one, which is a tragedy because it goes so hard.
A community cleaned up 70 tons of plastic from a beach in Bali because, you know, that was because Bali
had a lot of trash.
Along their coast has a lot of trash.
That's my bad, everybody. I was trying to pollute the oceans. I was trying to get rid of the turtles. Unfortunately, it ended up in a foreign country. Unnecessary byproduct.
And tonight, Murr's big punishment is he has to drop off 70 tons of plastic in Bali.
That would absolutely be a punishment on that show, too. I miss some practical
jokers. You're tonight's big loser. Anyways, so all today, or today.
Since Sal's tonight's big loser, his punishment is he has to drive this train that we cut the brakes on.
So this week, a lot of celebrities shared the same birthday. Why did I say birthday like that?
I thought you were about to say died.
It was on the 17th. Steve Harvey, Jim Carrey, James Earl Jones. He's dead, but still counts. Zooey Deschanel, Calvin Harris. And yes, I said Zooey, not Zoe. Muhammad Ali, who's also dead, still counts. Betty White, dead, still counts.
She was also on Teen Titans Go.
She also was on Teen Titans Go. Jake Paul and Benjamin Franklin, still dead, long dead.
Jake Paul and Ben Franklin being in the same breath is
the same echelon.
In the same genre of topic, too, is wild. Also, Ben Franklin made an appearance on Teen Titans Go.
I think we should just make an episode reviewing every single celebrity cameo.
Every single celebrity cameo on Teen Titans Go, yeah.
I think we should do that. That'd be a great
George
episode.
Washington made an appearance as a main character for an arc in Ben 10.
That's just great.
Yeah, he shot down an alien spaceship, and apparently that's the canonical reason for why the myth exists of him chopping down a cherry tree. Because the spaceship was called the cherry tree.
Oh, that's just great.
I love Ben 10.
SpaceX successfully caught a rocket booster mid-air for the second time ever during a test flight. The groundbreaking feat involved the 232-foot booster performing precise maneuvers to align with SpaceX's Mechazilla arms.
Now, let's not forget that a couple days prior, one of their starships did, in fact, explode into 1,000 pieces and crash back down to Earth.
That did happen.
And it looked real cool because people thought it was a meteor shower at first, but then we looked it up and we saw the actual results and we were like, oh no,
it was a rocket
that blew up midair. Mid-orbit, actually. It didn't even get to land.
Lionel Messi's personal bodyguard posted a video of his intense workout. Dude, it's craziness. He like does like a curl and then this dude just hits him across the abs with a metal pipe. And then, like, he'll do crunches and get hit in the abs by a tire.
That's the most cyberpunk freaking workout I've ever heard. That, like, that feels like stress testing the motors you have. This dude is a robot.
Yeah, like, he's just getting hit by a metal pipe across the abs.
Can you imagine the sound it makes every time, too? He's like, he gets one curl, and then it's just...
Yeah.
But metal.
But metal and hit very hard. Japan saw a record-breaking 37 million tourists this year.
Yep.
Pokemon
Worlds were pretty big this
and
year. That's not even a meme.
No,
that's
it's not.
A majority of the tourism came because of the Pokemon World Championships.
Yeah, for sure. But it was a 47% rise from the previous high of $32 million.
I think there was also a Hatsune Miku concert down there that was also really big this year.
Oh, you mean the girl from Fortnite?
Yeah, she's in Fortnite now.
I actually
considered getting back on the game for a while just to cop Hatsune Miku. I may be doing that.
TikTok was obviously banned for, you know...
12 hours.
12 hours. And Cardi B doesn't know how a VPN works. Have you seen this?
I have seen that.
She posted a screenshot of her using a VPN to get around the TikTok ban. But she went on Hawaii servers thinking it wasn't part of the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not only that. She used a VPN to try to get around the TikTok ban that came from the guys that made the app. Not a government ban. So it wasn't we're just going to block this server thing from the government. No, it was the app literally shut down access to all accounts made in the United States.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, well, use a VPN, get around it. No, if your account was made in the U.S., you were not using that app.
Yeah, like but even then, even if you could get around it with a VPN, you're like, I'll connect to Hawaii. Like,
Cardi B's gonna go to the 50th state.
Cardi B's so stupid. Bad Bunny is at the top of the charts right now for his album. I'm going to try my best not to butcher this. I don't take Spanish. Debi Tirar Mas Fotos.
Yeah, you already butchered it.
I don't care. I probably should, but I don't.
It basically means I'm looking at photographs.
Yeah, so, top of the charts right now, globally.
Which is great, because I love Bad Bunny, actually. He's a funny dude.
Someone's like, there's no way that this guy is the first dude to successfully block the Taylor Swift takeover attempt. You know, where she releases new music whenever someone overtakes her as number one.
Mm. No. She doesn't release new music. She releases other
repackaged
versions. Yeah, the same music repackaged. No differences other than the name of the album. And maybe bonus content, but that's it.
And then the consumers buy it anyway. Zoom, zoom. I love to consume. Gotta keep consuming.
It's not even the consumers. It's specifically the Taylor Swift fans.
Zoom, zoom. Oh, what is this in front of me? I have to consume.
This is a very offensive stereotype to us Italians.
What? I wasn't even Italian.
You were doing the hand thing, man.
I was doing this. I wasn't.
Dog, you did this like 3 times.
Okay, well, I wasn't doing that. I was okay, whatever.
For the listeners, do you know the Italian hand gesture? No? Yes, you do. You know what I'm talking about.
What? What? Instagram will be rolling out a feature that allows you. Oh, the wording confused me on this. Okay. Mm. It was like Instagram will show your friends which reels you've liked, which like it already does that. But then it was
TikTok
like it will have.
Does that.
But then it's like it will have a dedicated feed comprised of reels that your friends have liked. That makes a lot
TikTok
more sense.
Hasn't done that.
Yeah, like that. That's.
Huh. You know, honestly,
that's actually pretty cool.
That's pretty all right. But here's the thing, I like TikToks and I like reels sometimes that are so heinous. I don't think I want my friends to know I've liked those. Just dude, because of the wording in the captions on the reels.
I know, like, I like some really interesting
reels. Not even interesting. For me, I like things that are unhinged at best, like feeding into people's schizophrenic ramblings. Okay, I need to talk for a minute about the variety of things on my For You page on both TikTok and Reels.
Hold on.
No.
You get your 1 minute.
Oh, you're getting a timer up? This isn't a rant, so it's not a minute thing. I'm just saying things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the difference between things I get on Reels and TikTok, the variety is so funny to me. Because on Reels, I'll be like, it'll be mostly like people doing little skits, right? And of questionable quality. And then I get to just some dude in a black cloak out in the middle of the woods playing a fiddle. And he's got a bunch of garden gnomes around him. And I'm just like, that's sick. I'm liking that. I'm liking that reel. I don't need people to know that I'm into that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right? But then on TikTok, it'll be like news, comedy, and then it's just some like old Appalachian white dude with like 3 teeth and a lazy eye with 0 hair on his head, just with a ukulele or a banjo sitting on a rocking chair in 3 frames a second. And it's, like, the most majestic voice I've ever heard. Like, 3 frames a second, the dude looks like he should not have been alive, just out of sheer whatever. And it's just, like, the most, somewhere over the rainbow. Like, it's so beautiful. I love it. And that's my TikTok feed.
Anyways, Menendez Brothers, the resentencing hearing was postponed because of the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I forgot about those guys.
Yeah.
Netflix did, too.
Swiss company Climeworks has unveiled Mammoth, the world's largest direct air capture plant that just sucks a bunch of carbon dioxide and climate pollution out of the air.
We will never hear about that again, by
no,
the way.
No, we will not. The Home Alone house was sold for $5.5 million.
To who?
Oh, someone.
Was it Macaulay Culkin?
No.
That's a shame. It would have been really funny.
It was just a person.
Would have been really funny.
Represented by Don McKenna of
I thought you were
Coldwell.
About to say Don Quixote, and I was like, that guy's been gone for a while.
I don't even know who that is. But,
this guy doesn't know who Don Quixote is.
Don McKenna was the representative from a realty agency, so we don't know who's actually living there, which is probably best for the people that live there.
It's me.
Elon Musk is looking into the return of Vine.
Don't let him anywhere near it.
I'm good. Thank you, though. No.
Listen, we adapted. We're fine. We got TikTok back. That's all we need. You looking into it, that's not happening, buddy.
Helldivers 2, the creator responded to fans opposing Chris Pratt's casting in the live-action movie.
He hasn't even... The cast hasn't been made because the movie hasn't been made.
Yeah, but the hypotheticals of Chris Pratt, people got mad about, and
people
he was
like...
People
got mad about the concept of a guy being in a movie that hasn't even started being made yet?
Because he's in, like, everything, so.
He's been in, like, 4 movies total in the past 3 years.
But it seems like he's everywhere. Whatever. Which,
he's
I mean,
been
I don't,
Guardians
I don't hate.
3,
I love...
He's been in Garfield, and he's been in Mario.
But which I don't mind because I hate I love Chris Pratt. I don't get why people hate him.
I love that guy.
But Arrowhead CEO Shams Georgiani said, "All we're hoping for as many A-list actors as possible, as long as they get killed violently and immediately."
Yes, that is the type of movie that I want to go see. Give me Idris Elba, give me Keanu Reeves, and put them in the dirt immediately.
Give me another movie where Pete Davidson just blows up instantly.
Yes! I loved The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Mr. B said he's officially on his way to place a bid for TikTok purchase as of yesterday. Tom Holland will reportedly play Odysseus in Christopher Nolan's movie.
Hype? Honestly, I'm okay with that. I would watch that movie.
And last but not least, what just happened last night, Notre Dame fell to the Ohio State Buckeyes in the college football national championship. Boo.
Bye-bye.
Hate Ohio State. But at least Wisconsin gets money from it because there's like $20 million that gets spread out to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to go nap.
I am... going to do something show choir related.
I'll be productive.
Yeah,
for
I'll be
a little
productive.
While.
I'm going to be very productive.
We have a thing coming up.
What thing?
IASB.
Oh yeah, our awards thingy.
Our awards thingy. So I got to do some.
Ours,
I got to do some imaging things.
Oh, I forgot. It was MLK Day yesterday. But
that's such a like a short. It was Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.